AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It's apparently the first time in more than a half century that a NATO nation has shot down a Russian warplane. Turkey brought down a Russian fighter jet this morning, saying it has the right to defend itself from warplanes in its territory. Though Moscow says the plane was not over Turkish airspace, it was over in neighboring Syria. We asked defense expert Michael Clark of the Royal United Services Institute in London about this.
This doesn't actually feel like an accident in the sense that Russian warplanes have been accused of violating Turkish airspace on several occasions. Only last week, the Turkish Foreign Ministry warned Russia about some of its bombing policies in Syria.
NATO will hold an emergency meeting later today to talk about this. French President François Hollande will be at the White House later this hour for a meeting with President Obama. It's been 11 days since the terror attacks in Paris, and today's White House meeting will likely be complicated by Turkey's shoot-down of that Russian warplane. Meanwhile, France is trying to move on, says AP correspondent Raf Kassert, who is overseas.
France has one of the major sporting events of the world next year when it organizes the European Football Championship. And today it was already looking how to reinforce security for that event and make sure that fans feel safe and secure.
AP correspondent Raf Kassert reporting there from overseas. Here at home, Minneapolis police say they are looking for three white male suspects in the shooting of five people last night near a demonstration to protest the killing of a black man by a police officer. Authorities say none of the five who were wounded suffered life-threatening injuries. Home prices are going up fast. Prices increased 5.5% in September compared with a year ago. Checking Wall Street for you, the Dow is down 35. This is AP Radio News. At Fort Hood, Texas, they're trying to figure out why a helicopter went down, killing four crew members. AP correspondent Shirley Smith has more.
Officials say the crew was assigned to Division West, 1st Army, and they were on a routine training mission at Fort Hood at the time of the crash. An investigation's going on to find out what happened. All four crew members on board were killed.
An official close to the investigation in Chicago is telling us that a white Chicago police officer who shot a black teenager 16 times last year will be charged today with murder. Several people who have seen a video say it shows the teenager armed with a small knife walking away from several officers. They say Officer Jason Van Dyke opened fire from about 15 feet and kept shooting until after the teen fell to the ground. Laquan McDonald was 17 years old. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.